In this week's parasha, we learned a very important mitzvah, a very hard mitzvah to be mekayim properly, and that is, you're not allowed to sullen pula sachi itchad b'ayik. When a person hires a worker, you hire a worker, and he does work, and when he finishes the work, you're obligated to pay him ASAP, as soon as possible. Now, let's just go through, let's first discuss some of the basic halachas, and then we're going to discuss some of the interesting chidushim, some different shailas that come up in the Pesukim about modern day shailas about this topic. So let's go first to the basic halachas. The truth is there are two Pesukim in the Torah that discuss this matter. One is in this week's parasha, Parashas Kiseitze, where it says, B'yoymai titein sechoroi, v'loy savoy lov ha-shemesh, and the other Pesuk is in Parashas Kedoshim. In Kedoshim, it says, correct, and that is the complement, pretty much, to this pasuk, right? So there it says, here it says, "Lesalim pulas soch itcha ad boiker." That's it, right? That pasuk is "Lesalim pulas soch itcha ad boiker." Do not go to sleep. Sullen means the whole night should not pass without you paying your worker. And in this parasha it says, "B'yoymoi," on the day itself, "titein sechoroi." So, how do we reconcile these two? So the Gemara explains there are two different types of workers. There is a worker that does the day shift, and a worker that does the night shift. So, if you have a worker who's hired for the entire day, his job is he works, let's say, whatever. It's not really important when he starts working. But his job is not over until the very end of the day. His job ends, let's say, for argument's sake, with Tseis HaKoychavim. So you can't possibly have an obligation to pay him before the day is over because he has not yet finished the job. Okay, everyone agrees you have no obligation to pay a worker, no obligation to pay a worker until he finishes his job. The job, when does the job come to an end? The job is over with Tseis HaKoychavim. Okay, now you finish your job. Now it's my duty to pay you. I have now the whole night to pay you. If you finish, let's say, Tseis HaKoychavim for argument's sake is 8 o'clock on the dot. I have an obligation at 8 o'clock to pay you for what you have done this past day. And I'm not in violation of Loisolin Pula Socher Itcha Ad Boker until Alois HaShachar. So let's say, for argument's sake, Alois HaShachar is 6 a.m. on the dot. I do not have to pay my worker at 8 o'clock. I can delay payment until 7:59 and 59 seconds. Once it comes, I want to say until 5:59 and 59 seconds. Once it's 6 a.m., if I have not already paid you, I am over on Alois HaShachar of Lesalim Pula Socher Itcha Ad Boker. So again, if a person's job ends with the end of the day, his duty is to serve until Tseis HaKoychavim, I become obligated to pay him immediately after the day is over, which means in the very beginning of the night. If his job is to work until Tseis HaKoychavim, which let's say is 8 o'clock, so at 8 o'clock and 1 second is when my obligation begins. I must pay him now. I'm not chayiv. I'm not guilty of being in violation until basically 12 shoz manios later, until Alois HaShachar, which in our example will be at 6 o'clock. If I have not paid him by 6 a.m., at 6 a.m. the Torah says, you are an avarion. You have done a terrible of Avera. You have not paid your worker. Now, this, the same thing is true the other way around. Let's say you have hired a worker, and the worker's duties is to work the whole night. He's a shomer. He's a guardian. Whatever he does. His job is, you have to work. Your job comes to an end at 6 a.m. Let's say, argument's sake, Alois HaShachar is 6 a.m. And so at 6 a.m. is when your job is over. That's when it kicks in my obligation to pay you, and I have the whole day until Tseis HaKoychavim to pay your wages. if I don't give you the money right away until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, nothing wrong. But once it gets dark, if I have not paid you at that moment, then I am in violation of an Isser Deraisa. B'yoymoy titen sicharoy v'loy savoy olav hashemesh. So in other words, the Gemara says that the Pasuk in our Parsha, in Parshas Kisetze, is dealing with a sechir laila, a person whose job is to work for me at night, the whole night till the very, very last moment of the night. When does my obligation trigger it? The very beginning of the day. And how much time does the Torah allow me to pay my worker? Until the end of the day. So in Parshas Kisetze, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoymoy titen secharoy. Loy savoy olav hashemesh. Make sure that before the sun goes down, you have already paid your worker. We're dealing here with a situation where the worker worked at night. He worked last night. His job came to an end at the very, very end, the very last moment of last night. The very beginning of the day is when my obligation begins, and the Torah is giving me the entire day until sunset, until Tzeis HaKachavim, to pay my worker. The Pasuk in Parshas Kidoshim that says, Loisolin Pula Soch Itcha Ad Boiker, don't keep the money with you overnight and don't give it to your worker, that is dealing with a worker who works by day. Someone who works by day and his job comes to an end the very last moment of the day. The very beginning of the night is when it triggers my obligation to pay his wages, and the Torah is giving me the entire night to pay his wages, and that's where we apply the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Loisolin, do not go throughout the entire night, do not withhold the Pu'ulas Sochir, do not withhold during the evening the wages of your hired worker, Itecha, with you, Ad Boker. Okay? So this is as elementary as it possibly gets. Two psukim, one in Kedoshim, one in Parshas Kisetze. In Parshas Kedoshim Lo Solin, we're dealing with a sechir yoim. Parshas Kisetze, our parsha, B'yoymoy titein sechoroy, we're dealing with a sechir laila. And when we say a sechir yoim and a sechir laila, it means that the wages end at the very, very end of the day. Now, life is not so simple like this. Because most of the time, probably 99.999% of the time, there's no such thing as a person today working until the very end of the day. And here's where it gets very complicated and it gets very problematic. And that is, most people, okay, I want you to work for me. I want you to, we're doing a simcha. You know what, we're having an event today, and I need you to be here from 9 to 5. 9 to 5. And let's say it's now the summertime, these days, and say Sakai Chavim is not, let make believe, is not until 8 o'clock. It's now much earlier already, but let's say make it 8 o'clock. So I'm hiring you today, I need you to be here on duty, I need you to work for me, and you know, you're going to work from 9 to 5, I'm going to pay you $100, and the person shows up on time, he does his work, 5 o'clock comes, the event is over, he has done everything he was hired to do for the day. There's a mitzvah deraisa, not a chiyuv deraisa. It's now 5 o'clock. He finished his duty. Store closes. And Tzeis HaKachavim is 8 o'clock. I have 3 hours to be mekayim the mitzvah of B'yoymai Titein Sucharai. This that we said, that if you work by day, you're given the entire night. That's only when the work ends at the very last moment of the day. But if the arrangement is that your work ends in the middle of the day, you have a very short time to pay the worker. The mitzvah deraisa b'yoymoy titein secharoy begins when he finishes his job until Tzeis HaKachavim. If his job is to work the whole day to the very last minute, then I have a maximum amount of time of 12 hours of the night to pay him. But if his job is he's hired to work part of the day, and he does what he's supposed to do, and now there is time left in the day until sunset, then we apply, so even though he's a sechir yoim, but the job ends before Tzeis HaKochavim, the pasuk in our parsha, B'yoymai titein sechoroi, applies, and you got to pay him the money on the spot. Let's say a photographer, go to a wedding. The wedding is at night, middle of winter. It's a night wedding. Okay, I'm hiring you for your service. And the photographer finishes, he finishes the job at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, it's all done. He's not, I don't know what the contract says, but let's say, you know, he's not mechuyav to stay around for the mitzvah tans. Unless you pay him, how long do you have to also go to sleep and get up? I always wondered how the photographers and the musicians and the caterer go to shachris the next morning. Now, as an adult, I don't wonder anymore. Halavai they should do that. Halavai they should do that. Okay?
Shelley Lang daven 8:30, so daven the 8:30 and they have the...
Okay. So, no, does not apply to Goyim. No, does not apply to Goyim. Only applies to Jews.
I was so surprised last week. 1 o'clock, exactly 1 o'clock,
packed. What?
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Dali Mincha?
No,
it's not. It's not the Jewish way.
No, but
it's not the Jewish way. All right, let's not get sidetracked. It's a different topic. Let's focus on the halacha. Let's say you hire a photographer. The photographer finishes job at 12 o'clock. So you have now until 6 a.m. Let's make believe that Alois HaShachar is 6 a.m. You have from 12 o'clock until 6 a.m. to pay him. That's the halacha. There's no way out of it unless you make conditions. Unless you have a contract, and the contract says exactly when you're going to pay him. But
he's out of there before you know it.
If there are no conditions established, you hire a person, you work for me today. I need your help here. A babysitter. If mamash and mamash a babysitter, I want you be a babysitter. I'm going away, be a babysitter for 3 hours from six, let's say for 2 hours, 8 to 10. Be back. 2 hours. You have an obligation. There's no conditions were established. You come home. I did what you told me to do. You told me to be here from 8 to 10. I did my work. There is a chiyuv d'oraisa to pay the babysitter immediately. To pay when? When does the person become guilty of the avera of lois solin? Alois ha-shachar. No such thing as this is mamish. There's no way out of this.
Does the worker have to be there to collect?
Oh, okay. So now we're going to go to all of the exceptions. The exceptions are not that many, and there are a lot of and there are a lot of complications. Everything I'm telling you over here is from Shleimi Mitzion, from Ben Tzion Harav Hagoyin Rav Sholem Ben Tzion Feldman. He's a very very marach on this topic.
If you give
the
check, is that?
No, that's cool pay. That's fine. The check for sure is good. That's considered you paid him. It's a star. This that no. But the pashtus is that it's called you paid. That's the pashtus. He actually doesn't talk about that. But basically, now here are the issues. There are exceptions. Now, what are the exceptions? The first exception is you make a tanai. I'm hiring you, and I will pay you within 30 days. I will pay you and I'll pay you in a week. You stipulate. I need you to work for me. I'm going to pay you this amount of money. And you have to be extremely clear. Okay, Dr. Dov, in order not to be in violation, if you anticipate that you're not going to have the money to pay him right away, you're not going to pay him for a week, you're not going to pay him until the next day. Let's say you have a caterer who has a Jewish help, Jewish workers. So he works for me for every night. So you tell him, you know, I'll pay you once a week, whatever. You do work today. Come this event. If you're not specific, you're not explicitly clear when he's going to get paid, and he agrees, okay, I'm going to work for you today, and you're going to pay me next week. You're going to pay me in a month. You're going to make a payment schedule. Fine. But if there are no conditions set, then there's no way out of it. Then there is a major, major halakhic issue of leisolin pu'ula socha itcha ad boiker, if he's working for you at night, and if he's working for you by day, of b'yoymoi titen socharoi loisovoi olav hashemesh. So let's say it happens all the time. You hire someone to work for you, and you anticipate you're gonna have money, and all of a sudden there's an emergency and you have to go give money to someone else, and you just don't have the cash at this moment to give the person who worked for you. Okay, you're an honest person. It happens. You just don't. Something happens. You're called out. This, that. You just don't have the cash, or you don't have all of the cash. Even, by the way, even $1, you have to pay in full. There's no partial payment. The halach is clear. If you owe, let's say, someone $100 for his services, and he does what he's supposed to do, and there are 2 hours left in the day, and you give him $99, and you say, you know, I'll give you the other dollar tomorrow. This is an Isser Deraisa. An Isser Deraisa of B'yoymoy Titein Tzchara. L'sova L'Av HaShemesh. What?
By a Jew.
Only by a Jew. Goyim doesn't apply to. Only applies to Jews. Now, what happened now? Let's say this happens. So the solution is, it's not a good solution. And in fact, the Chazanish says it's really never a solution because people don't really tell you the truth. Is you have to explicitly get from the worker mechila. You know, I was planning to pay you after the event. There's a chiyuv deraisa b'yoymoy titein secharoy, or if it's at night, le'salin pu'ula socher itcha ad boiker. I don't have the money. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm now going to be over on an isur de'oiraisa. Do me a toiva. Say the words. You moichel me. You moichel me that I have to, and not the money I owe you, but you moichel the demand that I pay you now. Say the words, you moichel. If the worker does not say, I'm not moichel the money. The money you owe, the money, that you'll never get away with. I owe you, the money is owed to you, but I'm mechuyev to pay you now according to the Torah, and there's no exception, this fair Shulchan Aruch, be moichel, you're right, that I have to pay you now. The clock is ticking. We only have 2 hours left. I'm not gonna have the money within 2 hours. Please say you're moichel, you're right to demand payment from me within these next 2 hours. Mochelach, mochelach, mochelach. Does that work? The Chazon Ish basically says it doesn't work. It does not work. Because the Chazon Ish says no such thing. When it comes to money, if you work for somebody, and you, I'm not working for free. Where's my money? I should be moichel you. Talk is cheap.
Maybe times have changed.
No. There's no times have changed. No. Let's go through the sugyas first.
The
Chazon Ish says it's achas bepeh v'achas belev. You're under, especially if your employer is an adam choshev, a rosh yeshiva, a rav, someone that you look up to, you're embarrassed. You're going to come home and your wife's going to say, where's the money? You worked a whole day. You abandoned me and the children. We didn't go on vacation. And you come home with nothing? What kind of employee? Who's his lover pay you? So why, Taka, did you say, okay, it's okay. Because I'm embarrassed. Is this the person who owes me the money is a reliable person. He's a reliable person. He's a tzaddik. He's a reliable person, a very good person. You have no doubt in your mind he's going to pay you. But I know someone. I remember someone. I was lashon. Someone once asked me. I got a call from someone, and he says he got a job offer from someone else that I know very well. And he said, he told me all the details. What do you think? I should take the job? So I told him. I said, I'll tell you like this. I know you. You're a very meticulous, scheduled, disciplined person. This other person is offering him a significant amount of money. I know that person. I says, I have no doubt in my mind, if you work for him, he'll pay you. But I also tell you that it's a reasonable thing for me to tell you is that he's not going to pay you right away. And you're going to have to chase after him to get paid. He will for sure pay you at the end of the day, at the end. I have no doubt in my mind. At the end, he's going to pay you. No matter, he'll sell his house to pay you. But he's a tzaflag in the person. He doesn't remember this. I never heard a story someone did not get paid even more than what he'll always is generally he'll pay. But you have to run after it. I know because I worked for him once. I know from my experience. You want that? I said, you want that kind of life? That's your decision. I told him Lashon Hara. I says, you should be aware. He's going to pay you. But, you know, you like running after people to get paid? You know, and it's not always as comfortable. So he told me, it's exactly what I suspected. And you've confirmed my suspicion. And thank me very much for confirming exactly what his concern was. And he didn't take the job. So there are people like that. Okay, there are people like that. What do you want to say?
Even if you make a snide filming, why is that master mashkos?
No. Why is that master mashkos? Because it's money. Master mashkos is only when it's not. So you got me? I don't know the details. I'm just reading straight out of the Sefer. Why? I'm thinking out loud. It's because when it comes to money, it's permitted.
Okay. You say you're not being master mashakas of the Torah. You're being master on the form of payment. We're agreeing.
This is a principle that goes throughout all the whole section. If you make a Tanai, the Tanai works. There's no question about it. You don't take the job. Ki elof who knows say yes nashim. This is the Torah also. It's also because the Torah tells you the reason. Hear what I say. The Torah gives you the reason. Ki elof who knows say yes nashim. He's putting his life on the line for you. He's working for you. So he's not you. If you stipulate in the there, he doesn't have to be elof noisias nafshay if he doesn't like the conditions. If he voluntarily enters into this arrangement, knowing I'm not getting paid for a month, I'm not getting paid for a week, for a year, if he openly agrees to the condition, it is 100% permitted. That's what it says. It says the Shulchan Aruch. 100%, no matter what is in his heart, even though, you know, I'm working, I don't really like this, I'm sorry, this is the deal, yes or no. I don't care what you think, that's not called master mashkos of the Torah, it's 100% mutter. You tell a worker, you're going to work for me, you're going to get your check by this time. I'm not, yeah, and you're mechuyev to do that. If you're not planning to pay your workers bo bayom, then it's an issa derais, mamish issa derais. And over and over, they all say, when you hire workers, an Orthodox Jew, you don't hire a worker until you settle on a price, an exact price, and the date of payment. Otherwise, you're inevitably going to be over on many Isure de Oiraisa. It is a nightmare. Yeah.
But a variation of this, let's say you are for the Jew, and you don't pay, but you verify the work he does. And you don't do verification or you sign on time. So what is the...
I don't understand the question.
Let's say you are a supervisor.
No, you're not the paying.
So you, if you on time...
That's not your business. You're a supervisor, you do your job, you verify his work. The Baal HaBayis is responsible to pay him. That's not your problem.
I didn't verify him in time. I postponed for a week.
I don't know the answer exactly. It would seem that the worker did his work. He's out. He's entitled to get paid. And if the supervisor that's the supervisor, he's the one that's negligent. A worker who does his part, he's entitled to receive payment by the end of the day.
Yeah, but the supervisor has to sign, and he doesn't sign. For some reason, he's like that.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
It would seem
that the employer is guilty, even though the supervisor did not sign. The employer has someone who did work for me, and the worker did what he's supposed to do. The supervisor, that's the employer's problem. A worker does work, he elav who knows seyas nafsho, he is entitled, according to halacha, to be paid by the end of the day, no matter what. You want to go have arrangements where you get paid once a month, once a week? Fine, 1,000% permitted, as long as it is stipulated in advance before the work is done, before the work is taken on. Oh, what happens? For sure. 100%, absolutely. If the date comes when the agreement was, I'm going to pay you in a month by this date, and he doesn't pay, the employer is over on an iser derais of loisolin.
Even though it wasn't the date of the
Even though it wasn't the date, 100, absolutely, that's clear here. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 absolutely.
Could have been set up that you, employer, you pay your workers first. Now, if
no such thing. No such thing.
Why? It could have been that way.
The Torah did not do that. You don't service, you do service first, and then you get paid. No such thing. You don't pay in advance for service. Go to a restaurant.
No, I understand. But, I understand. But I'm just like wondering, why is
it's true. In the world today,
every day, it started that.
There are two, when you go to a restaurant, when do you pay? When you go to a restaurant, you pay at the end. When you buy an appliance.
I understand. The Torah is set up that the worker first does his work and then gets paid. So I'm just wondering, it could have been the opposite. It could have been the Torah.
You're saying good. You have to think about why didn't the Torah demand that the money be paid in advance? I'm going to give you money, and then you're going to work for me. Why didn't the Torah set up a system like that? In the world, there are places like a deposit. I'm not going to do the work for you unless I'm not going to be your babysitter unless you first give me half the money. Why not? So Mark is asking you a question. Why didn't the Torah demand the demand? In the Torah, in society today, Kara, today in the world, when you do construction, now it goes without saying the building materials, you always have to pay in advance, but they'll demand also, even for the service part, they'll demand a deposit today, I would imagine. Why should you have to pay for the way the world is set up today? When it comes to even services, it's very common to demand a deposit in advance. It's very common, but not the whole thing. All right, let's just go through some of the issues. We're running out of time.
So if you walk out of the doctor's office after he treated you and you didn't pay him, you're over.
You got a good point. Yeah.
I have a very good point.
Yeah, they don't. It's not no halacha l'maisa. It's not no gay halacha l'maisa because they'll never let you walk out.
Yeah, right.
Insurance card, please. Copayment? You don't pay. Where's the insurance? It's not a joke. Pay a copayment, right? You pay a copayment. Oh, I don't have $20 on me. Copayment? No.
I was went to office for whatever reason with somebody else, another oral surgeon, and I watched him. The guy comes in with the worst toothache. I needed it out. He says, okay, it'll be whatever price it was. Up front before I start working. He says, I only have credit cards. He says, no, cash. So up front, he says, I don't have. He says, what do you mean you don't have? Go to King's Highway, go to the ATM, get the money, and come back.
Because he was burnt.
He'll never see this guy again. He's a surgeon. The reason why I say it's a surgeon, because he'll never see the patient again. Your private general dentist, they're going to maybe come back. The surgeon? Never come.
Okay, it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, let's discuss some of the issues. You have to, going back to that case, you have to pay the worker on time. Okay, so now, and if there is no condition, so what happens if there's no condition? If there's a condition before you start the work, it is critical. Two things are critical. How much is the work? What is the cost? And number two, the date of payment. If that is not established, you're setting yourself up for not just a practical nightmare in your life, a halachic nightmare. And if a person is a Yorei Shemayim, okay, besides the practical matter that you're going to be fighting, who knows, this will be a nightmare. But if you're a Yorei Shemayim, and you're worried about what it says in the Torah in Halacha, a Yorei Shemayim is entering into a halachic nightmare where he's in violation of Lesalim Pula Sochet Adbaiker or B'yoymoy Titein Sechorei. So what do? So you make an arrangement. I'm going to pay you at the end of the week. You tell him a date and time. If you can't do that, let's say he does the work and now you have not made any, you mechuyev to pay him immediately. Immediately before the end, what is the only heter? I'm Meichel. It seems that the Olam is Meichel, not like the Chazonish. The Chazonish was very skeptical on having the worker say to the Baal HaBayis, I'm Meichel my demand to ask for money. I'm moichalit. I'll get the money from you later point in time. He's very skeptical on that because it's a matter of mechila. If you make a tenai before you do the work, you could have all the bad feelings you want in your heart. We don't care. Don't do the work. Don't do the work. These are the conditions. You want to work for me? You want to go do the work? I'm not paying you for a month. You don't want to work, so don't work. You don't have to work. You accept to work even though you're bitter. I need the money now. So to work, you accept that there's no complaint, zero complaint upon the employer for not paying him right away. The employee agreed to work and get paid at the later point in time. But once he already did the work and there was no condition, now you need the forgiveness of the employee. Now the Chazon just says, who says he really forgives you? He has the upper hand. He really forgives you. Maybe he's embarrassed. He's a very dignified person. He doesn't want to look like a schnorrer. So, okay, so you'll pay him. You'll pay me next week. You'll pay me when you have money. But come on. You work. You're entitled to your money. He really is Michael, you believe Shalem. Come on, we all know the truth, he's not. And therefore, the Baal HaBayis is over on an Isser Deraisa B'yoymoy Titein Tzucharoy or Loi Solom Pula Tzucharoy Tchad Baiker. Unless you're so close with this person and you really feel that when he says I'm Meichel, he's sincere, okay, the Oilam is certainly Meichel. And they say, just say you're Meichel, I'm not going to pay you right, me Meichel. Now let me give you an example. This is a very interesting example. What? Now, by the way, there are other leniencies. And that is, let's say you hire. There are a lot of leniencies. Okay, everybody, please. Let's say the work is not being done in front of you. It's not in your house. I hire a worker. I have a piece of property in this dress. Go do the work, and when you finish, tell me. And he does the work. He does the work at that location, and the employee does not come back while it's still daylight to tell him that he finished. So this, the Chofetz Chaim says, he's not over. The employee must present himself, really, me'ikar hadin, here's the chiddush, me'ikar hadin must be toiveya. He must be toiveya. Now, what are the parameters there? It's a little bit vague, but let's just make a simple case. The work is not being done locally. I'm hiring you to paint the house at this address. I'm not here. I'm in the country. I'm somewhere else. When you finish the work, tell me. Give me a call. I'll come and I'll pay you. Okay? You're not working for free. I'll pay you. So he does the work, and he finishes the work at 6 o'clock, and Seisar Chum is 8 o'clock, and he goes home, he finishes, he cleans up, he goes home, he's tired, I'll call him tomorrow. So technically speaking, the work was complete at 6 o'clock, and I did not pay him, B'yoy Moi Titein Tzchor. Am I, the Baal HaBayis, who have not paid a worker, who Elof, who Noiseyas Navshay, am I in Oiver, Nisad Eraisav, of B'yoy Moi Titein Tzchor? Chofetz Chaim says, no, you're not Oiver. In order to be oiver, the work must come to an end, and there must be, on a very simple level, the Baal HaBayis, the employee, has to be toiveya. I finished the work. Where's my money? You got 2 hours left until the end of the day. But if the employee does not present himself and be toiveya, then the employer is not oiver on Baal Tolin B'yoymai until he is toiveya, or until a reasonable amount of time passes where the employer should now realize the work is done and now he has to go pay him, whatever that means.
Kicks back in Baal Tolin.
Yes.
It kicks in even 2 days later.
Not retroactively. From the moment... If he calls me up a week later and says, you know, I finished painting the house a week ago, I was never paid, and can you please pay me? So now, if there are 3 hours left to the day, if the employer does not pay him within 3 hours, the employer is oiver on B'yoy Moi Titein Tzucharoi.
But I couldn't think you, once you lost...
No, it's lost. It doesn't, he says not like that. He says biyoymai is when the obligation of biyoymai yitain tschori does not necessarily begin on the same day when the work is done. If there are conditions as to why I'm not oiver because he did not, was not toiveya. Yes. So it's a very, yes, a very tough. No, it seems by mechira not. You're asking a very complicated question, and you're opening a very complicated issue of exactly what type of work does this apply to. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems it's the halacha lemais. It's very broad, but it's not mechira. Mechira is, I don't think, is the same thing. Mechira not. If I buy something, so then it's like a loan. A loan is 30 days. Yeah. The halach is service. You're doing sechir yom, you are providing a service. Selling a product is not a service. What about renting a person's, renting property, rent? I'm the landlord, I'm renting you an apartment. Why not? Some hold that renting an apartment is also, b'yoy motit, it also applies because the bal habayis, the landlord, does services for the tenants. So the rental of real estate also is in the category of biyoy ma'itit and tzacharai, because every time I rent an apartment, the bal habayis, the landlord, has to do services. He has to make sure the boiler is working, make sure the electricity is working. He has to make sure it's inherent in the rental of property that the bal habayis doesn't just sit and do nothing. He has served. There's the main thing is the property. You're going to live by property, but you have to do services. No, it's no. The answer is no. Mechira alone is not included. No, unless there's a delivery service. Unless part of the mechira, sometimes the mechira, part of what you're paying money, free delivery. I'm going to deliver it. They're going to deliver it. And they're going to install it. Delivery by an appliance, right? So you're buying a dishwasher, you're buying a washing machine, buying a dryer, whatever. Part of the price is delivery, and we will take away the old and install the new. All at the same price, it's all part. So then it turns out that the mechira is havla with biyoymai titein tscharoi, because there's a service together. You want to go take a pickup, free pickup. You know, you go buy in Walgreens, Target, free pickup. You got to come to the store and pick it up yourself. That's different. But when there's a service involved, okay. Now let's discuss something. Now here's
question.
Yeah.
In a situation in which someone was working for the shul, after Shabbos, a young boy putting away the sforum.
Okay.
Let's say the situation. Let's say here, you used to have like upstairs. Used to be a lot. And over here, and also downstairs. So this young man was cleaning up after Shabbos, and he was paid after a certain period of time. And then there's a discrepancy between the employer and saying, "How come it took so long?" Or you should keep track of the days, but
we cannot generalize every case. That's why there are rabbanim, the batei dinim. Every single case has unique conditions. Unique. You cannot generalize. We're just talking general concepts here. They're both responsible. You have to discuss. You have to see what the arrangement was. You have to sit down with the Bezdin, Rabbanim, who know the halacha, and ask both, what were you told? What were you told? What was the arrangement? What exactly happened? You can't. You're asking a very general question. It's way too general. Every single case, b'li yotze min haklal, is unique. We're just discussing our general concepts. When there is no condition made, and it's a job that you're going to work for me today, from 9 to 5, I need you to be here in the store to manage the cash register, to take orders, to answer the phone. For today, 9 to 5, I'm going to pay you $100, And then 5 o'clock comes, and Tzeisachem is 8 o'clock, and there was no condition. I told you, work for me, I'll pay $100. If the Baal HaBayis does not give the worker $100, by 8 o'clock, the Baal HaBayis has been over on an Isser Deraisa B'yoy Moiti Dein Tzcharei. That appears to be very clear, straightforward. So what would be the solution? If you know that you're not going to be around, I'm not going to be around, I'm going to pay you next week. So before the I'm hiring you, I need you to be here today, a temp, work for me, 8, 9 to 5, I'll pay $100, I will pay you by next Shabbos. Not today, I'm not here today. I'm not going to be here this week. I will pay you. Can you do it for me? Can you work? And you agree to the condition that I will pay you by this date. If you don't make that condition before the person starts to work, you're in a it's a problem. Now, a problem, you know, everyone today, you know, could get away with it. You get away with it, very good. So maybe you can get away with it legally. But if you're a Yorei Shamayim, and the Shulchan Aruch means something to you, and you don't want to be over on a pasuk in the Torah in this week's parasha, then the Torah says, B'yoymoi titein sechoroi. And there's no and, if, or buts. You have to make a condition. If you make the condition, you forgot to make the condition, and now you're in the country, you're somewhere on vacation. Oi, I hired this guy to work from 9 to 5. I forgot to tell him that I'm going to pay him in 2 weeks when I get back. So now I get on him and I say, you know, I forgot to tell you. I forgot. I didn't realize. Please, please, I beg you, be moichel me. Be moichel me. Be moichel me that I'm not paying you right away. Can you say the words, mocholoch, mocholoch? So he'll get skilled, probably think that he means I don't have to pay you altogether, right? If you explain to him clearly, that is a solution. Now,
situation, let's say the person finishes the job and you write the check and he says, you know, I'd rather have cash because I don't have cash right now. I'll give you a check. He says, tell you what, keep the check and give me cash tomorrow.
That's 100% permissible. Because he's initiating. The worker is... That's like a tanai. That's a tanai. I have the check for you. Here's your money. You don't want to take the check. You want cash. So if you're initiating, you're being moichel. The employee is being moichel his right to collect now. And he's initiating. Certainly it's good. Now here is... We're running out of time. Let me just show you some things. What happens? The day is over. The work is over. This is a very big shaila, and the worker shows up. Let's say the case of painting. I'm hiring you $1,000. Go to this site, this job site, paint the house. And when you finish, come back and tell me. The worker goes, he paints the house. You know, it can take his leisure when he wants to finish. He finishes painting. He cleans up. He comes, knocks on the door of the Baal HaBayis. And he says, good news, I finished. It's all done, it's all clean. I'm just coming to let you know. Now the Baal HaBayis, the worker, why is he really coming? Where's my money? Where's the money? I'm embarrassed. There are people like that, few and far in between. They're embarrassed to be toiveya. Okay, that's why I told this guy, you want to work for this guy? Gesunde hate. He'll pay you. I guarantee you he'll pay you. I'm not going to be the RA, but he'll pay you. He's a very honest, very good reputation, honest. But it's the Fleugen. You like to run after people to get paid and say, where's the money? It's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable to be toivea money from someone, even from good people. That's the way it is. It's a very uncomfortable thing. So the guy shows up, knocks on the door. The job is done. Oh, Baruch Hashem, great, thank you so much. I'll see you later, I gotta go to Mincha now. Showing up after the job is done and not asking for money, according to Halacha Shulchan Aruch, is that equivalent to being, if he wouldn't show up, he would finish the job and he would just go home and he would call him in a few days. There is no question the Baal HaBayis is not over on B'yoy Ma'i Titin Tzari. He's not over.
Because the job wasn't done.
The job was done.
No, the job wasn't done.
No.
Part of the job was coming in.
No one says that. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that over here. You're saying Chidushim doesn't say that. The Chiyuv, the Chavetz Chaim says, the Chiyuv You can learn as you want. The chiv begins when the person is toiveya. Where's my money? Or the clock is ticking. If a person shows up, the job is done, but is too embarrassed to say, where's the money? Does the clock begin to tick for biyoma yitain sechara? Does the clock tick? It's a big machlekes apoiskim. It seems the Chavetz Chaim is noted that it does. It does. Leans much more to the side. You show up. Why are you showing up? Why are you here? I did the job. What does that mean? I did the job. It means where's the money? I don't work for free. No one works for free. Where's the money? Just presenting yourself. Hineini. Hineini. That alone is equivalent, according to what appears to be most of the Paiskim, to be equivalent to saying, where's my money? B'shas atchak, you want to say, you want to be matzal from the employee from Gehenim for not paying on time. You want to be matzalim from Gehenim? So be melamed tzchus that if you didn't say, where's the money, you just show up, it's good. Okay, let me tell you another example, another shiloh.
It's going to also depend on the job. You come back for $100. Yes, I expect
it
to get
paid. It doesn't depend on the job.
$2,500. You know,
go try to borrow $5 from someone. See how easy it is to borrow $5. It doesn't matter what the job is, how much money. Money is money. On a pruta is the same thing as $1 million. Okay, here's very common situation. Extremely common. This is a very, very big problem. Very common. Person works for you. Okay, babysitter. You go to a chasna, have a babysitter. You come back from the chasna, the babysitter. Okay, babysitter. And how much do I owe you? I owe you $20, whatever the money is. It's right, a lot more, whatever the money is. So you're laughing, right? $50. $50, I know. $50, $100, you owe me $50. Open up your wallet. All you have in your wallet is $100 bill. That's all I got. $100 bill. You have change? What are you kidding? $100 bill. What do you do? It's now 11, 12, 12 o'clock at night. You're not going out to the bank. You're not going to the ATM.
You need to pay them the $100 and get your change right.
Bring me the change tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. It's pretty scary, right? What happens? The people don't know halacha. I'm not playing with you, kid. I called you up. An emergency, please come, be my baby. You didn't go by any conditions, right? You don't have time to even think about that. You don't have time to think about that. Please, come. Okay, I'll come. Kid comes over, is an adult. Bar mitzvah, comes over. Okay, park yourself down for 3 hours. You sit here, the parents come home. We're not playing with you here. Here's a $100 bill. But we only owe you $50. So, okay, I don't got change. What do you do? If you don't pay them by tomorrow morning, Alois HaShachar, 6 o'clock, you are really over. Yeah, it's right. Give it. So you want to give a check. Yeah, you are over on an Isser Derais, Alois Solin, Pu'ula, Socher, Itchad Boik. You're mamish over. So what? You should have been. So you didn't make it tonight. So what they say the solution is, what do they say? He said the solution to this is, how does it work? How does it work? You give them the $100, and then you borrow it back from them. That's really what the solution is. You turn it into halva, if I read correctly over here. If this is not a joke, so the kid's gonna say, I'm moichel. A kid is not moichel. I'm talking about a kid. Let's say the kid is 15 years old, okay? They want the money. Come on over here. You know, they want the money. They want. They're already thinking about tomorrow. They're gonna go with their friends to do this and that. The kid wants their chazanish. The chazanish doesn't like the business of saying amoichel. He doesn't like that. You don't make the condition in advance, you're in a lot of trouble. So the kid will say, okay, amoichel. You have to explain to the kid also. The kid's not interested in hearing a whole shtickle Torah over here. It's 12 o'clock at night. Okay, the whole shtickle Torah. There's nisa d'oraisa of Baal Tolin, and I got a problem over here. He's not interested in hearing the whole shtickle Torah. So what are you going to do now? You got a real, this is not a joke. If you're a Yerush Shemayim, not everyone is a Yerush Shemayim, Chas Shalom. So they, yeah, what do you care? Leave me alone, you know, Heterim, Heterim, you think of all these things. If you want to follow Halacha, he has no shortcuts over here. He's telling you, you got a real problem, there's a real serious issue. So he says over here, if I read it maybe too quickly, is give the kid $100. I paid you the money. You owe me the money. You owe me $50. And by the way, can I borrow? can I also borrow $50 from you? Can I also borrow $50 from you?
No, you can't.
So if the kid says no, then the kid owes you $50 and let him go home with a $100 bill and get back your money. The only solution is to convert this. You take out the $100 bill. I owe you $50, but it's a $100 bill, so I'm giving you the $100 bill. In the $100 bill, I paid you. I'm done. I'm a kind of mitzvah, and you owe me $50. By the way, can you do me a toiva? Can I borrow $50? Pluck out of his hands. Tomorrow I'll pay you. You'll get back your loan. You'll get back your $50 loan. That would solve the halacha. Okay, there's one more thing I must tell you before we conclude. We're out of time. This is very important. This is a very important thing.
He wouldn't want to give back the money.
What?
Why should he give back the $100? He'll go home with nothing.
Because he's not going to get a job next time. One more very important. This over here is a very important insight. Now, this is where a person can become a sugar. When you're too frum, this is a very good illustration of what it means to be a frummy. It means to abuse halacha. This is a really great example of krumkeit in religion, where a person takes religion, what I'm about to tell you, where you take religion and you make religion into a tool of corruption. Here's the shayla. Listen to this incredible shayla. By the way, it's not just, it's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. You have a worker, and it's 9 to 5, it's now 4:30. You want to get out of here. You want to get out of here. You know what? I got to get out of here. I'm not going to see this guy. I'm going to pay him. Let me pay him now, 4:30. I'll pay you now. I'll pay you before the job is over. You have to man the cash register until 5 o'clock. The store closes 5 o'clock. I got to go. I have to go to a wedding tonight. I got to go PTA tonight. So here's the money. I owe you $100. It's 4:30. Pay you in advance. I'll pay you in advance. I'll give you the money. What's wrong? Nothing. There's no issa. A lamban comes along and says, no. Don't pay your worker in advance.
It's
ribbis. At 4:30. What ribbis? There's no ribbis. Don't pay in advance, because if I pay you in advance, I am being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa of biyoymoi yitain tzchorei.
So you want to get around it? I'm giving you what? No,
yeah.
Get around it. I'm going to make you a shy away with $100 for 5 o'clock. And then take it
and pay it. Okay, so he has a solution. I'm going to give you a sermon and you take the money. This is a novel Bereshis Satire. The whole reason why there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, b'yoyma yitain tzchoroi, is not to be mitzahir, the neshama of a worker. So kol shekain, if you pay your worker in advance, if you want to be so generous and you trust the worker, and you want to pay him in advance, kol shekein yemekayim the pasuk of biyoyim. Or you know what? Even better. Let's say taka you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Some will tell you no, the mitzvah is triggered the moment 5 p.m. comes. Now there's a mitzvah, and in olam haba there's waiting for me a special prize. A special prize if I'm mekayim the mitzvah of biyoyim yitain tzacharei. So now, I can't pay him at 4:30. Because if I pay him at 4:30, there was never a mitzvah. So I'm not going to get in Shemayim the prize. That is krum. But a lamdan will tell you just this. Will tell you, there's a mitzvah on the way. And now I'm being moneah myself from the mitzvah by paying my worker earlier. So you know what? You'll get schar in Shemayim, not for the mitzvah b'yoyma yitain tzucharoi. You'll get other schar. You'll get a different schar. Eino chinami. You're not going to get the schar for b'yoyma, because technically speaking, there was no mitzvah, because you paid him in advance. But the schar you'll get will be even greater. oh, show me in Shulchan Aruch where is that? I want to check off on my scorecard. I was yoytzei this mitzvah. I don't know how much time I got left in this world. How am I going to check off on my scorecard? So guess what? So you won't check it off. So what is the game? Yiddishkeit is a game? It's like a baseball card. You got to check off all the numbers, all the statistics. Is that what Yiddishkeit is all about? There are definitely shugayim out there that will go and will tell you, don't go pay the worker in advance, because by paying him in advance, you're being moneya yourself from the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah b'yom mayitein tzcharai. This is a krumkeit. You're right. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'yom mayitein tzcharai. I can't hear too many things. No, we don't say that. B'yom, the pashtus is, no. The pashtus is the mitzvah only begins when the work is done. The work is not yet done, so the mitzvah is not here. The yesoid is, don't be a chacham to say a krum alumnus that I'm not allowed to pay the worker, or I shouldn't pay the worker in advance, because I'm going to deny myself the mitzvah deraisa. Nice try. But when you go down that path, you are corrupting the flavor of Yiddishkeit.
And if the guy would leave early, you'd still have to pay him for the yomo that he worked, right? So pay for the work that he worked.
Let's not go into complicated cases. Let's the guy in this case. This is an example of not to become corrupt. Yeah. What? If nigga tonight, when are you going to pay him? Mm-hmm.